74 years ago, the United States was cast into World War II by the Japanese air attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody was at the Aviation Museum's 24th annual observance this morning.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. The Japanese have attacked Pearl Harbor, Hawaii by air, President Roosevelt has just announced. The attack also was made on all naval and military activities on the principal island of Oahu.
Music was provided by the Tate High School Band, which is scheduled to perform at Pearl Harbor for next year's 75th anniversary. A half dozen Pearl Harbor survivors, all now in their 90s, were seated in the front row to a standing ovation. Bob Pies, a volunteer at the Museum of Naval Aviation, has produced the program for the past 4 years.
But each year, I look out with some sadness and see that the number of our Pearl Harbor survivors and World War II veterans gets smaller and smaller.
And beginning next year, Pye says that outreach will be extended once again to the survivors' families and to the families of all who served in World War II.
For it is they who heard the stories and learned the history and the lessons firsthand from those that were there. And I believe that it is our duty to make sure their legacy continues.
After a short musical interlude of World War II era favorites, the guest speaker was retired Admiral Samuel Cox, director of the Naval History and Heritage Command. He touched on two misconceptions about Pearl Harbor. One, that the Navy was asleep on the beach drinking Mai Tais.
The ship whose duty it was to be on alert that morning, the USS Ward, fired upon, hit, depth charged, and sank one of the five Japanese mini-subs that was attempting to enter the harbor well before the attack took place.
The other misconception, says Cox, was that nobody expected Pearl Harbor to be attacked by air.
But they did expect the Japanese was going to attack somewhere. There was a mountain of intelligence that pointed to Japanese forces moving south to move into Malaya and Indonesia and possibly into the Philippines.
Cox told the audience that there's no way to sugarcoat what happened at Pearl and no way to tell the story in a pretty way.
It was a horrible, vicious attack. There were all kinds of mistakes made up and down the chain of command, many of which were well-intentioned, some just because we didn't understand Japanese capability at the time.
I was sitting in the mess hall having a cup of coffee. Other Marine get ready to go on guard. And all at once, the bombs started falling. We didn't know what it was.
Bill Braddock was a Marine based at Pearl Harbor.
We ran outside, and when I observed by the flag, looked across the way, here come that jet plane, come right down. I seen that pilot looking at us. Had a big old red ball on his plane. And saw when he dropped that torpedo that went down and hit the Oklahoma.
Monday's ceremony draws to a close the museum's year-long commemoration of the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II by remembering its beginning for the United States.
With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.